Hello there and good morning. I'm Matt Hermes. Here's a look at your morning news, sports, and weather for Monday, November 18th. The rising cost of OPP services has prompted South Bruce Peninsula to join in a call to the province for action. A new collective agreement between the Ontario government and the Ontario Provincial Police Association included salary increases, which will contribute to a 15% jump in the cost of policing for South Bruce Peninsula next year. Many other small municipalities are facing a similar challenge. Kathy Durst is a South Bruce Peninsula councillor.
What is unrealistic, in my view, is this year's budget, where we were forced to pay up a not-finished police contract that went back to 2023. I don't think that we should have been held accountable for that slip in the province's negotiation practices.
A spokesperson for the Office of the Solicitor General says it will work with municipalities facing additional OPP costs. Georgian Bluff's draft budget for next year includes a 5.6% tax rate increase. The township's capital plan includes more than $1.5 million in spending for roads and more than $5.5 million over 3 years for other core infrastructure like bridges. A large crowd gathered in downtown Owen Sound over the weekend for the annual Kiwanis Santa Claus Parade. Families were treated to a variety of floats from local businesses, organizations, and dignitaries to mark the start of the holiday season. The Festival of Northern Lights also held its opening ceremony. Displays in the River District and at Harrison Park will light up from 5 to 10 every evening until January 5th. Meanwhile, if you're in Thornbury this afternoon, you may see a lit-up tractor trailer with Santa in the cab. The Coca-Cola Holiday Caravan will be at the Thornbury Foodland between 1 and 4. The bright red 18-wheeler is decked out with holiday lights. It's touring the country as part of an Acts of Kindness campaign. Kincardine's going to be introducing parking limits on Queen Street. As of April 1st, there will be a 3-hour parking limit every day between 9 and 5. The new parking rules will apply on Queen Street between Durham Market Square South and Durham Street. On the national news, we are now into day 4 of the Canada Post strike. Negotiations are set to resume this morning involving a special mediator appointed by the federal government. Nearly 55,000 unionized Canada Post workers went on strike Friday morning. Mail delivery and postal service is suspended for the duration of the work stoppage, all as the holiday shopping season ramps up. And hundreds of people in the GTA have lost a ton of cash after being caught up in a scam involving fake Taylor Swift tickets. Reports say the fraud may have netted the thieves $300,000. It involved the sale of tickets advertised on Facebook. All right, it's time now for your morning business report. Stocks look headed for a fairly flat open this morning after last week's pullback. The Dow closed 305 points lower on Friday at 43,444. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ sold off as well, while the TSX was down 158 points to 24,890. Bitcoin trading more than 1% higher this morning at 90,600 US. The price of oil a half percentage point up, 67.35 per barrel, while gold is also higher 1% to 2,590 an ounce, and the Canadian dollar's at 70.97 cents US. That's a look at the news. Now on to sports.
Good morning. I'm RJ Brighthead. Here's the morning sports brought to you by Bodog and Remax. The Toronto Argonauts are Grey Cup champions for a record 19th time. Argos defeated Winnipeg 41-24. The defense was a big key. Argos had 4 interceptions and scored 27 points off of turnovers. Nick Arbuckle answered the call, filling in for the injured Chad Kelly. He was named MVP. Arbuckle threw 2 touchdown passes. One of them was to Dejan Brissett, who was the top Canadian. The Bombers were in the Grey Cup for the 5th straight season, but they've lost the last 3. The Buffalo Bills are the first team to beat Kansas City this season. The 30-21 victory is the Bills' 6th straight win. Steelers beat the Ravens for their 5th straight victory. Detroit demolished Jacksonville 52-6. Alex Ovechkin had a hat trick in Washington's win over Vegas. Ovechkin's just 29 goals away from breaking Gretzky's record. Visit Bodog.net, your source of free casino games, poker strategy, and live hockey and football odds. Now here's your local sports.
Thanks, RJ. The Owen Sound Attack fell 4-3 to the Ottawa 67s to finish 1-2 on their Eastern trip. Ethan Kindry scored his first OHL goal for the Attack. Friday, Owen Sound plays on the road against the London Knights. The annual Owen Sound Minor Hockey Silver Stick was held over the weekend. The Bell River Canadiens, St. Mary's Rock, and Milton Winterhawks won the U10, U12, and U14 divisions. And in the PJHL, Kincardine and Mount Forest were winners yesterday. You can always find more sports on the REMAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. REMAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times. The weather's coming up next. A mix of sun and cloud today and a high of 10, then partly cloudy sky tonight and a low of minus 1. Mostly cloudy tomorrow and 9. Cloudy, chance of some showers and 10 on Wednesday.